Welcome to VH1's Behind the Podcast. This week, we're taking a look at the Vulgar Offensive Podcast Award-nominated TANcast. We were lucky enough to obtain some exclusive audio from before a recent episode. Let's go behind the scenes.
Man, Dell always has, like, very crazy deals on the Xbox 360. Now they have one for the Pro for $284 with three games.
Oh, I thought you meant actually crazy deals. Like, buy this Xbox 360, get a free bag of chocolate and feces.
No. This is like, you know, lots of.
Oh, it is a shame that we are not in the show yet.
You could just tag that on the end. It would be a total non sequitur.
I think that I might.
Yeah, one podcast I listen to, though, you know, I guess they talk a lot before the podcast, and sometimes they'll just release the whole episode of them just rambling on before the show actually starts.
Should we start?
Sure. Why started us off last week and sucked nicely.
What are you talking about suck? It was great.
You sucked.
Myself.
Like a horse.
What?
Like a
horses can suck their own penises?
No, but they can sure suck yours.
Exactly.
Don't
they have powerful jaws? I don't know if you'd want that to happen.
Nope, they're known for
they got long tongue though.
Racing
and they're gentle.
And fellatio.
Tim,
Andy,
Noah, TANcast.
Welcome to TANcast, everybody.
You guys are gay.
We're known for racing and fellatio.
Wait. When you say you guys are gay, are you referring to Andy and I, or are you referring to our listeners?
Listeners.
Because some of our listeners are gay. Well, at least one of our listeners is gay.
We have another one gay fan.
They're all gay.
Hey, Chris.
They're happy people.
Well, they were happy until they turned on TANcast. And now, it's an hour of misery in your future.
No, they're still happy. Come on.
So sit back, grab a razor, and start making tiny, thin cuts.
Remember, down the road, not across the street.
You know, if one of our listeners commits suicide, I do not want this to be the reason TANcast makes the front page of some newspaper.
Okay, really? You think they're going to come to us to commit suicide?
They are.
They got
they are.
Google.
We're like the Marilyn Manson of podcasts, the scapegoat for all deviant behavior.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
All right.
We're absolutely like Marilyn Manson, except for the fame.
Fame!
I'm Tim, the TN podcast. No, the TN TANcast.
I thought you were giving yourself a promotion. Fuck TANcast. I am the T in all podcasts. I am the Howard Stern of podcasts.
I am the king of all podcast media penises.
I am the king of this media. Fuck Howard Stern. And I'm Andy, the fuck Howard Stern in TANcast. And that's Noah, the typing and not paying attention in TANcast.
That's not me typing.
That was me typing. I figured I had a chance while Noah said his name, as opposed to while Noah picked his crack.
I wasn't picking my crack. I was just sitting here silently. Mm.
You know what's great for a podcast? Not doing that.
Noah's the silent N in TANcast. Kind of like the word damn, as in, damn it, Noah, fucking talk!
Woo! Andy's on fire this morning!
I'm going to try a new thing for TANcast. I'm going to be the mime.
Look, everyone, Noah's walking into the wind.
Look, everyone, Noah's taking it up the ass.
I thought miming was supposed to be a one-man show.
Not the way he's doing it. Well, technically it is one man, because that's a billy goat that's doing the ramming.
Ah, he's awfully gruff. Him and the other two. Noah, you're still miming. All right, Tim. Hey, everybody, welcome to TANcast. The N is silent.
Great.
This is going to be a compelling show, like every other one.
Yeah, I'm like, it's not really going to be that much worse than all the other ones, but yeah.
Yeah.
So while Noah is being quiet, do we want to do some TAN laughs? I heard you got some sent to you.
I did.
I just did my TAN laugh. You didn't hear it?
No, I didn't.
I mimed it.
He did it
was
in
great.
American Sign Language. Unfortunately, Noah thinks that whipping down his pants at the mall and jacking off in front of a bunch of school children is American Sign Language.
It may well be by the end of the decade.
if I Yay, if the legislation Democrats. I'm trying to push through goes.
Tim and Nancy Pelosi with their liberal agenda. See, when you tug your scrotum down like this, that's how you order a beer. When you tug it sideways, that's how you say, I'm sorry, I'm signing at you with my scrotum.
Are you kidding? Nancy Pelosi is like the Sean Hannity compared to me. That's how that's how liberal I am with my liberalosities and liberalism.
Yes, Tim is fighting for goat marriage. He looks into those creepy square eyes. He falls in love every time.
I'm looking for a homosexual goat marriage.
Well, of course.
If I want to marry a male goat, that is my business, not the government's.
Mm-hmm.
And if we want to adopt a baby hippo, that is, again, our business.
There are a few things as cute as a baby hippo. I'm just putting that out there.
That is a bold statement, sir. I don't know if I can back you up on that.
It's sort of in the same way that, like, boxers are cute.
As opposed to briefs?
Not like Mike Tyson. I mean the dog.
Oh.
Mike Tyson's not cute. Fucking tattoo across the face. Hey, speaking of famous black people, did you hear that O.J. Simpson finally got sentenced to a lot of jail time for murder? I mean, theft?
Yes. What happened to Tan Laughs?
We're skipping it this week.
We moved on to news stories? Jesus Christ!
All right, back to Tan Laughs.
Tan Laughs!
All right, Tim, go ahead. This
one's a short one, but I found it amusing. When I was a kid, I was scared of the dentist, because he was a pedophile.
That's retarded.
I know, but it's funny. I would like to say, for the record, I had a wonderful dentist when I was a kid. And,
he knew just how to play with your balls.
No, he didn't!
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't!
Yeah. You'd always tell Tim, oh man, you got some cavities way back in those molars. I'm not going to be able to get in through your mouth.
I gotta go back through your ass.
Oh, I gotta go through your anal cavity.
Oh, cavity search.
There's a joke there somewhere about the dentist filling your anal cavity, but I can't assemble it right now. You got all the parts, you can make it at home.
Yep, Lego jokes.
DIY.
Hey!
Hmm?
Nothing, I hear you talking to Stephanie.
No?
No, he said DIY, yes. Do it yourself.
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, there's a funny pun in there somewhere, but I'm not going to assemble it. You all can do it for yourselves.
I heard him say, yeah, why, so I assumed he wasn't talking to us.
No, DIY. I heard him okay.
Well, then that's not as funny.
Well, you need to get the man cream out of your ears.
Stephanie's up now.
You've woken the wife.
Do you mean she's awake or she's aroused?
My alarm's off now.
Now he's talking to her.
You can go back to
sleep. I was prescient. That's what it was.
Oh, yes. Tim. So, Tim, can you come up with, like, 6 numbers between 1 and 47?
Yes.
All right. Can
the problem
you email
is,
them
who
to
knows which lottery they will be good for?
Well, yes. But, you
so
know what?
So many lotteries.
I'll enter them all. Just give me 6 numbers. Email them to me, though. I don't want the rest of these faggots getting a hold of them.
Easy. Share the wealth.
I know. All right. We can all win.
So, what's your tan laugh?
Mine was sent to us by our number one fan.
Yes,
self-proclaimed. I think eventually we're going to have some sort of, like, tan fan Olympics or something. You know, let everyone actually compete. Winner gets to be a number one fan. And we'll have, you know, other prizes, like, you know, number one fan, number one gay fan, number one baby fucking fan, number one dead baby fucking fan. I'm out. We'll come up with more later. Man, Sudafed's a hell of a drug.
All right, Rick James with the brakes on.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Actually, I was just watching a Family Guy where Peter asked Lois where she got the tattoo on her back, and she said, I don't know, Peter, meth is a hell of a drug. And that's actually what I was referring to.
Ah.
But no one else could know that because it was all happening inside my head, the wonderland that is my brain.
Where'd you get to your goddamn laugh?
Yes. Okay, so, what has 4 legs and 1 arm?
I don't know, what?
A Doberman in a kindergarten.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. There's 2 other ones on here that are even more horrible, but I'm either going to save them or just never tell them, because they'll just warm my own black heart.
Speaking of black hearts, Noah.
Okay, I got a new one today. You ready?
I'm ready.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Fuck you both.
Fuck you both. Who?
That's it. Just fuck you both.
Way to go, Noah.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Noah elevates the art form.
I do.
Other people have come in, gone, hey, you know what? I think I could be famous telling knock-knock jokes. And everyone else goes, no, man, no. Noah already nailed the coffin shut on that one.
Because he killed it.
Yeah. Noah already nailed the small, infant-sized coffin shut.
Aw.
Oh.
Dead babies.
Man, a friend of ours once wrote a poem called Dead Baby in a Bag.
Yours and mine?
Yes.
Did Noah know this friend?
Yes. It's a friend from San Jose. Somebody I used to live right across the driveway from.
Oh.
Ah.
Yeah,
why are we being so nebulous?
I don't know, because I didn't have his permission to talk about him on air, so, or on ether, whatever the fuck this is.
On tubes?
Yes, series of tubes.
The series of tubes.
So, how was everybody's week?
My week was okay. Everyone in my family seems to be still fighting off some sort of bug. My wife was out sick one day, I was out sick one day, our baby was out sick every day. He didn't go to work at all this week.
I was like, out from what? I'm not going to be able to crunch those numbers, Dad. I am fucking wasted.
What are you talking about? He's a baby. Of course he assembles Nikes.
No, he's an American baby. He's all right.
He's
an American white baby.
He's got tiny hands.
Small, delicate hands. So speaking of tan weeks, you both saw a video of my spawn, my seed, my progeny.
Yes.
And?
It's all right for a baby, you know.
I'm now blind.
Come on.
I believe Noah's comment was, Andy made a cute baby.
Nope.
I said Andy helped make a cute baby.
That's right.
Yes. Who the fuck knew?
I know.
In spite of his hideousness.
I know.
So, the pew-pew, I assume we're not releasing this video for the general public to see.
No. I'm not going to link up to it, because that's for friends and family.
Okay, so in the video, Andy's wife, Caitlin, I guess we're allowed to say her name now, is touching the nose and chin of the baby, going pew-pew, pew-pew, separately. You know, nose, chin, pew-pew, pew-pew, and then it eventually gets the baby to laugh. How many different noises and sound effects did you go through before you discovered it was the modified phaser sound effect that got him to laugh? Like, chugga chugga chugga, pew! None of these are working.
No, it was, I think she went straight for the South Park phasers. You know, she likes that sound with the, you know, the one episode where, I think it was Kyle's mom gets a minivan? And they all play Star Trek all the time?
I have not seen that one.
Oh.
You would think I would have.
I haven't
since
either.
I had all of the seasons on DVD and lived with you guys with those seasons on DVD. Yeah, I would have thought that you would have.
You had all the seasons on DVD?
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Up through, like, I think 4 when we all moved out.
I don't remember that at all.
Mm. Well then.
I remember burning through was it Caitlin's Family Guy collection? Am I about to be in trouble?
Yes, it was Caitlin's Family Guy collection.
Okay. and then I remember your entire mass of Monty Python.
I'm sure you mean every Monty Python ever released.
That is what I'm talking about.
Yep.
but I don't remember the South Park seasons.
Oh, yes, yes. I owned them. Hmm. So that's where that phaser noise came from. Was the phaser noise the kids were making, and it amused Caitlin, so that became her phaser noise. And then she wanted the baby to smile, so she started making phaser noises.
Did your baby not smile?
It worked.
So no, look at would you?
He sort of just sits there and grimaces. He just stares at us and shakes his head, like, what the fuck? That's all. All
right, well, that went nowhere.
Yeah, I know. Well, you asked.
Welcome to Tancast. Long road to nowhere. It's been a long road.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
Getting to fucking nowhere.
And whichever producer picked this song should really be shot. This sounds like fucking Dawson's Creek.
It sounds like a poor man's Rod Stewart is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
For the uninitiated, we were talking about the theme song to Star Trek Enterprise.
Yes, originally Enterprise, because apparently they were embarrassed to be Star Trek Enterprise, even though they called the fucking ship Enterprise.
Well, they should be embarrassed, because everything else, every other bit of continuity in the shows had said that the first Enterprise was the one with Shatner on it, and then they're like, oh wait, except for this one, which we've never, ever mentioned before, but it went on a whole series of adventures before Kirk's ship did.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. That doesn't really make any sense. Hey, you know what? You don't make sense. All right, there's no need to lash out. Fuck you!
Yeah. Oh, and Vulcans, before they met these guys, were totally different as opposed to, as they've been presented so far, a long continuity, thousands and thousands of years of an unchanging, completely logical society.
Except for 100 years before we met them, they were fucking batshit crazy.
And had a strange little logical cult. And then we helped that cult take over. It was like we were like the alien Joseph Smiths. No, more like Scientology.
Wow. Well, if it makes you feel any better, that producer has... both of those producers are no longer even peripherally involved with Star Trek.
Oh, I was hoping you were going for drawing breath, but I'll take not peripherally involved.
They got the boot. Unfortunately, J.J. Abrams has stepped in to fill the void.
He's done some good things with Lost.
We'll see!
I enjoyed
Clover. He's not a Star Trek fan. I guess Nimoy came on some chat room and said, responding to the negative comments he's been seeing on the internet about the upcoming movie, and he said, don't worry, it stays strictly to canon, and it's a great movie, and yada, yada, yada. And then someone goes, well, now I feel better if Nimoy says he likes it. And someone else goes, he's an actor promoting a film he's in. What do you expect him to say?
It's a piece of crap. Don't you dare.
Yeah, I've been reading everybody's comments on the internet and fucking dead on. Woo! This is a turn burger! Stay clear of this. You might as well go see Transformers as opposed to watch this piece of shit.
And the sequel's coming out, Tim.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, joy.
My dick is flaccid with anticipation.
You know what? The South Park guys already asked the question, but I'm going to go ahead and ask it again. Why does Michael Bay keep getting to make movies?
Because generally he makes good movies.
I was going to say, Transformers is the only one I don't like.
Name a couple
of
others.
Of every Michael Bay movie I've seen.
Name a couple others.
That I like?
That I like?
No, just name a couple other Michael Bay movies.
Bad Boys?
The first one?
Yes.
Either
The first
or.
One had some flaws, but it was okay. Bad Boys 2 was like... Bad Boys 2 was like Ace Ventura 2. It was like a complete retread of the first one, except more abusive and less compelling.
In your opinion. Look at me and Noah both getting defensive. You say.
Yes, I say, but what have we learned about Andy?
He says
he's a fucking idiot.
I'm always fucking right.
No, you're not. You can't be right about an opinion.
Oh, Tim, you are going to be... You're no longer my campaign manager.
Well, you're right, because I'm busy running my own campaign. I'm fucking awesome.
Michael Bay makes good movies most of the time. That's my campaign.
Pearl Harbor?
The Rock? Pearl Harbor was a great movie. I just watched it again.
Okay, Pearl Harbor made me want to fuck my own brain through my eye hole.
That's how good an actor Ben Affleck is. He makes you want to fuck yourself.
The Island? I thought The Island was pretty good.
Oh my god, The Island? That's the,
okay, here's the thing about Michael Bay. You can't just sit there and analyze, like, oh, this is, like, reality. Like, you just gotta go, I'm gonna see some shit blow up. I'm gonna see him do the camera movement around the guy.
Dude! I'm a huge Star Trek fan. When do you think that reality comes into my list of must-haves?
Oh, please. Star Trek fans are all about, like, wait a minute!
Seriously.
In episode 73, the turbo lift stopped in section 4, and then they got out and went to the holodeck, but in episode 47, it's like, not in section 7!
Let's just start with the magic of warp drive.
What?
You know what? Fuck everything Einstein's ever said. We're going faster than light speed. And in fact, we're going exactly as much faster than light speed as we need to for the plot.
How about this? You want continuity. You want stuff to make sense. You want to work within the world that it's in. Michael Bay doesn't do that shit. He's just like, some shit's gonna blow up. How are they gonna blow up an asteroid? I don't fucking know. It's fucking awesome.
We have a huge asteroid and or comet, because we're not exactly sure which this is, flying towards Earth, and we're going to send a bunch of fucking miners.
Yeah, like, how are miners going to, like, learn, you know, like all this shit they need to know, go to space and blow up a fucking asteroid. It doesn't make sense in the world that they're in, but fucking, it's awesome. It's like, fucking, they're spouting out funny lines, going to strip clubs. Michael Blay knows how to make a club, let me tell you. All his clubs, I'm like, I want to go to that club. I don't know where that club is, but I want to be there.
You know that was Ben Affleck's line in the commentary, right?
No, oh, no.
Well, not about the strip clubs, but he's like, I asked the director, Michael Bay, why was easier to train astronauts, or why oil drillers to become astronauts than it was to train astronauts to become oil drillers, and he told me to shut the fuck up. He's like, Ben, shut your mouth! Alright, this is a plan. This is a real plan. Alright.
We'll get Bruce Willis. Of course, he's a guy that likes to play with his pecker. Mm-hmm.
The Criterion version of Armageddon. Pick it up. It's at least worth renting if you're allowed to, or if you're able to, I guess.
If you're allowed to.
If you live with Andy,
if your mommy will let you.
Yeah. If Andy's around, he's like, no. It doesn't hit my high quality of movies like Hollow Man.
I was just gonna say that. No, you have got to watch Hollow Man.
Okay, so you guys are busting my balls for owning Hollow Man as opposed to defending the greatness of Hollow Man. One of them I do, the other one I don't.
You supported it twice. You said, oh, I want to go see this in theater, and now I'm going to buy the DVD. Or maybe you rented the DVD and then bought the DVD. You give them twice your money. You give them more money so they can make more shitty movies.
So they can make Hollow Man 2. He's still hollow.
I got it on sale, and I just got it to watch all the special effects parts again.
Hollow harder.
Still hollow, like the plot.
Hollow Man 2, The Reckoning.
And you know what, Andy? You buy Crocs. That's all I got to say. Done.
Yeah, I don't wear them in public.
Are you going to listen to a man this election season who has Crocs? I didn't think so.
Hey,
Michael
hey.
Bay for president.
Those things are fucking popular. They are all over the place. You guys are
fucking Dancing with the Stars is popular. Doesn't mean it's a good show.
Hitler
this
was
true.
Popular for a while.
Hitler was elected in a democratic election.
Well, then clearly he was right.
I'm glad we've just compared Crocs to Hitler.
There's some rule that means that we've now lost some argument.
What argument is that?
I don't know.
Well, there's some thank
rule
you for that vagueness.
As soon as you compare something to Hitler, it means you've automatically lost the argument that you were trying to make.
Nope.
Unless
wrong.
You're trying to compare, like, Stalin or Pol Pot
okay.
to Hitler.
I've never heard this rule.
And therefore I do not acknowledge it.
How did we get you. Talking about Michael Bay?
Transformers?
Oh,
ah, yes.
And I asked why he was
Transformers 2.
Movies.
Electric Boogaloo.
The island was based on a book, right?
Let's say yes.
Yeah, it was, I'm pretty sure. I think it was. So I don't know how the book was. Maybe he totally, like, raped the book. Because he raped Transformers, let me tell you.
Yes.
Raped it. Raped it and left it crying on the bathroom floor.
Left it crying in the garden, hiding behind a fountain.
After it had been pissed on.
Wearing a Superman knockoff shirt. And I have to say, like, I mean, you know, I don't think he's ever made a movie that corny that I can recall. Like, usually they're kind of, you know, even though what they're doing is probably, you know, very improbable, they still take it kind of seriously.
Dead bodies being thrown out of the van.
I know you hated that.
Bad Boys 2.
It's still very probable. That's exactly
now?
How bodies bounce.
Is it now?
But they took it very seriously. The
How
people
about
the movie.
Harbor?
What was that?
Situation where America got its ass handed to it, and yet he had to, like, try to go through and find ways. Oh, look, they shot down that one plane. Did they really? Did they really shoot down any planes?
Yes, actually, they really did.
And then the Doolittle raid had to end it on that. It's like a, you know, look, we sure got them back when it was, you know, basically a PR stunt. It was America, you know, licking its wounds going, well, we can't do anything that's really going to matter, but we got to do something to get people behind us. So go fucking do this.
I think we already established he's not very accurate.
But that was the turning point in the war.
Oh, the Doolittle raids was the turning point?
Yeah.
Are you a World War II scholar and I did not realize this?
Are you a World War II scholar and you don't realize this?
Hmm.
Are you a flaming bag of douche and I didn't realize this?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wait. Yes, I did.
I don't think any of us are World War II scholars. Myself included.
However, I'm a frequent user of Wikipedia.
I stayed at Holiday Inn.
And I have just written in that the Doolittle Raid was the turning point in World War II, and now it is wiki truth.
It's wikiality.
Did you make that word up?
Hold on a second. I have to take off my sweatshirt. It's getting warm in this apartment.
It's getting hot in here. Tim takes off all his clothes.
Is wikiality, is that a word you made up, or is that like a new word that's going around?
No, that's a Stephen Colbert word.
And I'm back.
Tim has never heard the word hackser before until I said it to him. He thought I just misspelled hacker a lot.
Yeah, I was like, dude, you're fucking nowhere near these letters. Oh, no, it was hacked. Because that's what you said. Oh. You said hacked afterwards.
Okay.
I'm like, fucking the R is nowhere near the D. Oh, wait, no. It was the O and the E. Whatever. I was just like, it's like, oh, I accidentally drove to Detroit, but I meant to drive to Seattle.
It's called leet speak. It's yes. Not, I don't think people really, well, they kind of use it in the cat things, the cat burger, whatever.
Oh, I can has cheeseburger?
Yeah. That's kind of like a form of leet speak.
No, that's law speak.
Yeah, but it's kind of based on leet speak, isn't it?
In the fact that it uses horrible grammar and misspells everything, yes. But
yes.
Law speak is intended to be, like, cute misspelling, like small children and babies, like baby talk. And leet speak is supposed to be, I'm a hardcore hacker, troublemaker, system cracker, zit-popping, basement-living, I don't know.
I don't know if I can believe anything you say now, Pearl Harbor hater.
Well,
you know what?
As long as you
everything that comes out of your mouth is now suspect.
Michael Bay also directed the Lionel Richie Do It To Me video, so I don't know what you guys say about that.
Argue with that! Next to Rick Springfield's Jesse's Girl, perhaps the greatest music video ever. Damn it. Jesse's Girl was not what I was going for. I was going for that one where he's in, like, a Mad Max, like, apocalyptic era, and, like, somehow he tricks the guy with the guns to shoot his shackles, and then he's running. I can't remember the song at all. You guys, anything?
Wait, who is this song by?
Rick Springfield.
I have no idea.
Damn. Andy?
Mm-mm.
You're not talking about Take On Me, right?
No, that is Aha.
Yeah, that is I don't know. I only know Jesse's Girl.
I'm just picturing so many of our listeners who were not, you know, born really in the 80s just going, what the fuck are they talking about?
Like Stephanie. Well, she didn't listen, but she wasn't born in the 80s. Well, she was born in the 80s, but she was a baby.
No other baby fucker.
That's right. As soon as she popped out of the womb, I was there fucking her.
Whoa.
No, it started off fucking her mom, and as soon as she was sliding out, it's like, well, I'll take this too.
Oh, why would anyone?
Hey, it was her fault. She was a breech birth.
Andy, Michael Bay also directed Playboy Video Centerfold, Carrie Kendall. So, you know, that was his first
Carrie Kendall.
Directing.
That's like a fourth-rate Playboy Centerfold.
They gotta start somewhere.
Bop Till You Drop. That was the name of the video that I was referring to. However, I do not know the song Bop Till You Drop.
I'm incapable of caring.
Wait, are you sure?
It's weird. There's like an alien manning the gun who shoots a guy with the flute at the beginning? Well, now he's dead. Alright, we're done. Sorry.
Oh,
I remember watching this video, but the song is completely gone from my head.
Okay. I'm sure that the video is in no way superior to, yeah.
Well said.
Long Road to Nowhere!
Wow.
The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love. Holy fuck, that could not come out of my head. It just got stuck in there. Ugh. Why does my brain hurt so much? Well, I'm trying to watch the Rick Springfield video now, since Tim just IM'd it to me. For some reason, the sound, though, is coming out of the laptop speakers. What's
this
with
song
the dude?
Sucks, by the way.
And the flute!
The bop thing?
Yeah.
Do you remember the song?
No.
Or you just are currently saying that it sucks because you're hearing it?
I'm hearing it.
Ah.
It's no Jesse's Girl. Tell you that right now.
Wow, he's wearing the goes. Britney Spears headset before Britney Spears.
And why are all these people carrying around like huge dung beetle balls.
But you gotta admit, the production value on this video is awesome.
I'm sure for the time it
this
was.
This video makes Mad Max look like house guest.
Apparently it's from the movie Hard to Hold. I've never even heard of that movie.
Hard to Hold. Well, let's find out about this movie.
Yes, all these little turd miners. What the fuck are they doing?
Well, and the aliens are pretty ugly looking.
Do you ever see pretty aliens?
Sometimes.
Name a movie where you see some pretty aliens.
Most
Star
of the Star Treks.
Yes.
Okay, you got me there.
How about Star Wars? Princess Leia is an alien.
Technically, yes.
She's from Alderaan. Actually, she's originally from Tatooine, I guess. Where would her birth origin be? She was born in space. She could not be more alien. She was born in space.
Born in space.
Okay. I thought Hard to Hold would be a sci-fi movie. It's not.
What's it about?
It stars Rick Springfield, I think. Yeah. It goes, love is hard to... this is the tagline. Love is hard to find when the whole world is watching. Details efforts of a pop rock star, James Roberts / Rick Springfield to win the love of women he meets in a car accident. Huh. Oh, have you guys seen, they have the word Gambit here, which made me think of this. Have you seen Gambit from the Wolverine movie?
I have not.
He looks gay. And not in the I love men way, in the, it's probably gonna suck way. Well, it's gonna be, I love men too, you know. Look him up.
I looked it up on Google, I didn't see it.
First look Gambit, type that.
Just Gambit?
First look Gambit.
Oh, first look.
Yeah.
I thought you were telling me to first look for Gambit and then do something else. I'm like, okay, Noah, I know what to do first.
First look, then type.
First look both ways, then cross.
Why is he wearing the Joker shirt?
I don't know.
And playing cards.
Well... You know who Gambit is, right?
Yes, but in case our other listeners don't know, why don't you fill them in?
Well, that would be, he carried around a pack of cards. Basically, he could charge items with kinetic energy. He could charge any item, but he chose to do cards most of the time. He would just carry around a pack of cards and like charge them and throw them at things to make them explode or people.
Because he was from Louisiana, and of course, everyone from Louisiana plays poker.
Yeah, of course. and he did not. Although his costume wasn't high fashion, I would say. He liked to wear, like, a long trench coat. He did not wear a purple shirt like that I recall. I do not have high hopes.
That's just... I don't know if I'm looking at the right thing, but I was just seeing a dude in a shiny purple shirt. Like, tossing a card.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
I'm not so sure that that's actually his outfit. It's just he's wearing... apparently a shiny purple shirt and maybe, like, a maroon pleather vest.
I think that's him in the movie. Because it's saying first look of what Gambit looks like. Like, they could just put a picture of the actor.
Right. I think Andy's point is that's not him and, you know,
in
being
costume,
Gambit-y. He's just, you know...
playing cards at some place where a shiny purple shirt might not make you get beaten by a bunch of rednecks.
Again, why is he wearing a shiny purple shirt? Regardless of if he's in costume...
Because
he
saw The Dark Knight and he thought himself, I need to get a shiny purple shirt.
Although...
shiny purple shirt?
Gambit does wear a purple...
Yeah, I was looking up other pictures of Gambit and he's got like a skin-tight purple action going on. But it's not, you know, it's not a button-down.
But oftentimes, their costumes don't really translate well to reality.
This is very true.
Yeah, like Superman.
Hey, easy.
Superman in the comic books is like, hey, look, he's flying around wearing little red, white, and yellow costume. Yay, Superman. In real life, it's, hey, look at that guy in stretchy, tight clothing. I'm uncomfortable. I see his penis!
All right, Chris Reeve looked good in the outfit. Dean Cain, not as much.
I'm going to send you guys a link to prove, well, I not really prove my point, but just to show you what real Gambit might look like.
What about Brandon Routh?
Yeah. Well, that... Whoa.
Whoa! This link must be put up on the site.
Yeah, I'm going to start. I was thinking I need to start putting all the links we talk about in the show notes somewhere, or maybe just do a separate thing from posting the podcast of just show notes. Just because so often we talk about stuff that we link to.
You can do the more thing, like, you know, this is the podcast, hit more for the show notes and links and et cetera.
Yeah, but I think they'll all go, like, if you download it via iTunes and then you get it on your iPod, it will download all that text onto the file.
That's fine.
All right, then. There you go.
There's actually a separate part for, like, well, yeah, and well, on my iTunes and my iPod that has, like, notes. But there's a way you can do it without... Oh, you know, actually, I think you're right. Because I remember one guy, he's like, check my thing for links. But he has, like, a separate whole page for the links, so probably
yeah,
right.
That's how Netcott does it as well.
Okay.
But you know what? We don't have separate whole pages. You're lucky we got Tancast.com.
With a little butthole next to the word Tancast.
Don't look a GIF podcast in the mouth.
Like, I know that was like some decision where someone goes, well, his shirt was kind of purple in his costume. He would wear a purple shirt just out in the world doing stuff, too. Why would he wear a purple shirt? Because he's Gambit. Like, I don't know.
Of course he would wear a purple shirt.
It doesn't seem well
planned out.
I'm
sorry, but Rogue is ass ugly in this picture.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, she may have a good body from, but just her face, something, not ass ugly, I don't know, something, not right. No, me no like.
I think it's the fact that she's trying to hold her head up so her neck is all, like, bulged out. Like, oh, this hurts!
Could be.
This asshole's going to drop me. Why'd I get a weakling to hold me up?
You know what? Sometimes you drop a girl. It's all right.
Sometimes you drop her on her head and she gets up laughing.
I think you should tell that story, Tim.
Have we never told that story on Tancast?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That seems unbelievable.
If we have it, it's worth telling again.
All right. So, it was this girl I was I had the hots for in high school.
And what did she have?
Big
tiggle boobs. Bitties?
Give you a hint. Yes, I was going to say, you have to cry while you say it.
Ah, huge boobs.
Maybe that's the problem.
There you go.
Yep. Top heavy. Couldn't handle it. Well, no, she also had big hips, but...
Childbearing hips?
That's what people used to say. I never really considered it to be a flaw, but apparently she was quite sensitive about it. So it's a good thing I've mentioned it on this podcast that reaches all the way to Egypt.
Where she apparently is.
She's in Egypt?
She did have wide hips. She was like, she could have fit two babies. She was like double wide.
But not in an unattractive way. She was still very shapely.
Yes, I'm just saying, like, if you just stop and, like, you know, take everything else out. Yeah, she had wide hips.
All right.
She could have double stacked the babies in there.
I don't know about that. I think Andy is overselling the wideness of these hips.
I don't think so.
And more importantly, slowing down what is already a fairly uneventful story, of which we've already given away the punchline.
Oh, I don't think it's uneventful. I think it's very eventful.
I guess it's eventful, but you know what I mean. There's not a surprise waiting around the corner, seeing as how we started the topic of this story. But anyway.
It's just like Michael Bay movies.
No, nothing like Michael Bay movies. Wait, hang on. There, I just did the thing with the camera, but you couldn't tell. Or the camera spun around me while I stood up. What? Because the person's always confused when that happens. They're always looking off into the distance like, what the fuck is over there? But meanwhile, the camera's spinning around them like a bumblebee on crack.
I think you should do that with your child, Andy, because your baby looks like he's confused. Like, what the fuck's going on?
That would be awesome. Michael Bay baby videos.
First step.
That's hilarious. What is Michael Bay directing baby videos?
Quick, do it! Now totally that it's out in the internetosphere, someone's gonna beat you to it.
I'm totally gonna crib the rock music, too.
Anyways.
And now, back to the story, already in progress. So, this girl at the hot store, I was at her house.
Huge boobs.
What?
Huge boobs.
Yes, huge boobs. I was at...
Childbearing hips.
Noah's anticipating the punchline.
I know, because it's funny.
I was at her house, and I was leaving, and so she'd walk me to my car. We were standing out by my car, and I went to give her a hug, and then while I was hugging her, I sort of picked her up. I'm doing the physicality, but you can't see me, but, you know, just like a standing, you know, regular hug, and then, you know, also put my back in it or lifted her up, and then she said, oh, you can't pick me up, and I said, sure I can, and then I did it's not the fireman's carry, but it's best analogy I can give you is when Superman picks up Lois. He always seems to have her. What?
Groom. Carrying the bride across the threshold.
That works as well, and probably is a less geeky way to say it, but I prefer Lois and Superman.
All right.
So I picked her up like that, and I said, here's the tragic flaw in what happened that night. I said, I bet I could even run with you. I then proceeded...
And you could!
I then proceeded to start running. Well, wouldn't you know it? Tim isn't really prepared for the center of gravity to be anywhere other than where it normally is. So, a couple steps in... No, I had built up a good head of steam. I notice I'm starting to fall. The things I would normally use to break my fall are currently holding this person. So instead of breaking my fall with my arms, I broke my fall with her head.
He dropped her on her head.
She pops up, says she's all right, and attempts to go back in the house until I notice that there's blood trickling down the side of her hair.
And then she tried to help her out, and she's like, no, no, it's okay, just go.
Yep, and that is exactly what I did.
Did you ever talk to her again after that?
Our relationship was somewhat strained.
Women are so not understanding. Someone dropped you on your head. No big deal, happens all the time.
Why didn't you get on this car?
Later that night, I had to tell somebody. I think Joe, our old roommate, Andy and I's old roommate, Joe, called me. And I was like, and I started the story. I was like, I was over at Melinda's house. Whoops. Ah, fuck it. I was over at Melinda's house. I went so far in the story without saying her name. And then blew it at the end there. I was like, I went over to Melinda's house, and I started to tell the story. Like, you know, I was leaving, and I hugged her, and then I picked her up, and yada, yada, yada. And then I tripped, and I dropped on her head. And, like, I just hear silence from the other end of the phone for a couple seconds, and then I hear, idiot! He's like, the way you started that story, I thought it was going to be some romantic story where you picked her up, and then something happened, but nope, you dropped her on her head. Good times.
That is a tragic story. Like my taking a dump at the girl's house story.
You know what? At least you didn't actually cause any physical harm to anybody.
At least she wasn't
in the shower washing blood out of her hair for an extended period of time. I got a letter from her later saying that's what she was doing.
Oh, God. You know what? After hearing both of those, the dump in the bathroom and the drop on the head, I'm reminded of my, hey, you want to dance? No, pretty girl! And suddenly that doesn't seem so bad.
I was like, I thought we've already told this story, but we have.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did. If you're new to the show, go back and listen to all the old episodes, because I'm not going to figure out which one it was.
Wow. That's a double dick move. Not only am I not going to tell you the story again, I'm not even going to tell you where to look for the story. Go fuck yourself.
I told him where to look. Tancast. We got archives.
We got 27 and a half episodes. Figure it out. Hey, you know what? It's probably not episode 4. You're welcome. Episode 4 was the WTF episode, I believe.
Probably.
The one where it was only like 15 minutes long, and it's mostly me talking lonely, as Jeff said.
That was only the 4th episode?
I think so. I could be wrong.
I thought we were further in, like at least 10 episodes or something. I could be wrong, too. Maybe. I don't know. It's all a blur.
Yo, mama's a blur.
Drugs, man.
When she's hopping up and down on my cock.
What now?
She likes to go fast, then slow, then fast!
She likes to go fast like a NASCAR.
Around in circles, but only to the left.
Right.
Man, thinking back on all of these stories, these great, great, funny stories that we have, we three are such fucking pimps.
What are you talking about? P-I-M-P, motherfuckers. I'm short and sexy. I put the imp in pimp.
And I put the fat, useless fucker in pimp.
That's a lot to cram in there.
Well, I know.
Have you seen Andy in jeans?
Have I seen Andy in jeans?
Yeah, that's a lot to cram in there.
Oh, I was wrong. It was episode 6. Sorry, it took me a while to open iTunes.
Tim has seen Andy in nothing, but only in low, romantic, candlelit situations.
I've seen both my Tancast cohorts in their altogethers.
I've seen you in your altogether.
And you loved it!
You know what I miss? I miss the ribeye steak sandwich at Double D's.
Yeah.
What a random but truthful memory.
I miss that too.
I also miss Double D's.
You know what else I miss? All of the hot, hot waitress ass at Double D's.
Those two things went well together.
Yes, it's like steak and ass.
You can have
sometimes
yourself a good sandwich.
A steak and eat it off someone's ass. It just makes it better.
Remember that time we got invited to their party?
Yeah.
No, were you with us?
I don't know. Was that the time Andy was like in the bushes drunk?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was just like a party with all the, it was like a Double D's, I guess, party. And so like all the hot waitresses were there, and just because I happened to go to school, I guess technically Andy and I both went to school with one of them, we got invited. I was like,
oh, is that how you met them?
Yeah, that's how I met, I guess we could say her name, Rachel. We won't say her last name.
So you met her at school?
McAdams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I remember going to a couple parties, but I don't remember if specifically it's the one you're referring to. Can you name any specific events?
Or just walking around
house.
And seeing hotness.
Was it a house?
Yes.
It was at a house, not Rachel's house.
Yeah, well, it definitely wasn't Rachel's house.
Didn't we bring a girl with us for some reason?
Yes. Which girl did we bring?
Was it Heather?
I don't remember.
Why would we bring Heather anyway?
It wasn't Danelle, was it?
No.
Okay. I don't know.
Oh.
Was it my old girlfriend?
No. Was it Chris?
Oh.
Was it Chris?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't think
that would explain why I remember it being kind of hard to check out all the hotness that I wanted to.
Yes.
That would explain it.
Hey, Chris, grab a cookie. Okay, look, I'm looking. Oh, she's back. Hey, what's happening, Chris?
And if it was Chris, then that means it was a period of time where I was single, which is why I don't remember it being difficult to look at all the ass.
Are you implying there was a narrow window of time when you were single? Let me tell you, that window has been wedged open.
In fact, it was an open field with no walls or trees.
It's not nearly as impressive as my window. I will grant you that. My window is more like a wall missing from a house. Like, fuck, shouldn't there be four of these?
Your window is just the door standing in the middle of nothing.
Okay, so my window was like 4 years.
Let's see. I think my last girlfriend was in high school. Mm-hmm. And we broke up before Christmas. And then the next girlfriend was Danelle. So that is 1994 to 2002. Okay. Ugh! Suck it!
Success!
Oh, I'm a sad man.
You're a happy man. You're married. You're living the dream.
Do you remember our female friends trying to hook me up? You know, after they'd known that I'd been single for so long, they're like, we got to set Andy up on a blind date with one of our friends. I was like, okay. And then I find out from you who the friend was. It was like, this is somebody I've already met. This wouldn't be a blind date.
Oh, yes. Do I assume we do not want to mention this person's name?
We could say Penny.
No.
There are lots of Pennies out there.
Oh, I remember her.
I think I found her on Facebook, or she found me. Well, we found each other. That's all that matters, baby. Oh, yeah. Hello. Penny lover, won't you walk on by? Penny lover, don't you make me cry? That's right, more 80s references. That was Lionel Richie singing Penny Lover.
All righty. Yeah, it was just I guess they were like, hey, Andy's single. Hey, Penny's single. We should get them together. This plan has no flaws.
And what was the flaw?
You know, except for the fact that Penny and I had met, had interacted on several situations, and if there had actually been any chemistry, one of us would probably have made a move already.
Probably not, pussy
boy.
Yeah,
probably
not. Fair.
Girls don't usually make moves, and Andy, you definitely don't make moves.
I've made moves.
You make moves,
sir.
Like a quadriplegic playing chess.
You made a move like a paralyzed sloth.
Hey, you weren't there when I made one of the moves, although oddly enough, one of the people who was trying to set me up with Penny was there. Or maybe you were.
I was
you there? Oh, man.
I remember you telling me about the move you made on your the one girlfriend. Like, you finally, after time, got the the courage to say something.
He walked up to her in the bar and said, "Touch it!"
Yo, bust it.
No, wax it, sir. It's wax it.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And then you point it towards your junk.
Yes.
That is from the cinematic opus, Valentine. So what is this move that you're talking about? I'm not sure I know what you're talking about. Well, yes, thus I'm asking a question. Fucking way to over-explain yourself, Bab.
Picked up a girl in a club, asked the barback for a pen. I'm like, dude, need a pen now. Gotta get this girl's number when she'd, like, stepped away to powder her ass or whatever girls do in the ladies' room. And
I hope that's not what they're doing in there. Makeup!
Turning around to each other. Hey, does my ass look shiny?
Not anymore.
Yes. All right, more powder.
Flash bomb!
And the barback just gave me this look like he wished he could jump across the bar and kill me, and I'm thinking to myself, I don't know why this guy's got a problem with me. He's just kind of being a dick. And if he comes across the bar, I'm pretty sure I could snap him in half, because he's about Tim-sized.
Psst, you couldn't snap Tim in half. I would give you a world of hurt, sir.
Tim, if it was you versus me, your best move would be to run quickly.
Well, yeah, I'd only have to run four steps. You'd be tired out and winded, and then I could just take my time beating the shit out of you.
I'd just stand still. He'll come back eventually. I'd fight like a crocodile. I'd just stand there with my mouth open. Eat whatever comes by.
Strangely enough, that's also how you eat. Feed it! Empty!
Feed it, then wax it!
But anyway, so, bartender mad.
But anyways, bar back.
Bar back, bartender, bitch. Bar balls.
Yeah. Dude's just giving me, like, the stink eye, and I later find out it's because he's her recent ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Burn.
So, I get the girl's number, and while I'm getting the girl's number, and she's kind of like kissing on my neck and stuff like that, she says something in my ear about she thinks she could be old enough to be my mom. And I look at her and I'm like, yeah, no, there's no fucking way. But then later I tried to call her and a female voice picked up the phone, but it didn't quite sound like her. And I asked for Kat and I got this like really cold reception. There's nobody by that name here. I'm like, I'm sorry. Maybe I have the wrong number. This is the number I called. I gave her that number. She's like, yeah, that's this number. But there's nobody named Kat here. Okay. And I just figure, yeah, she gave me a fake number or something, whatever. She goes, do you mean Catherine? Yeah, sorry, she introduced herself as Kat. Okay, hold on. She goes, stomping off, Mom! And I come to find out that I am slightly closer in age to, she wasn't like, you know, she was definitely not old, but I am slightly closer in age to her daughter than I was to her.
I don't think I knew about this girl.
I did. I had forgotten about this story. It's a good story.
Yeah, it was while Tim and I still lived in downtown. We met at a club that had like 15 different names in the short period of time that we lived downtown. Relatively short.
Was this polyesters?
Had 15 names. At one point, yes.
Okay, well, at this point.
At this point, was it? I don't know.
Well, damn it, man!
I don't know what it was at that point, but that was the location that it was in. So, yes.
Stop with your fucking lies!
The one that used to be a theater, yeah? It was like, if you went north from South First Billiards.
It used to be a theater? Like, yeah.
I don't think it was ever a theater when we lived there.
No, like a movie but theater. But you can tell it used to be a theater just by the way it looks.
Yeah, by the, like, the marquee and the layout and the sloping and all the rest of that shit.
Well, and the ticket booth that they use for absolutely nothing in front.
Yes. You'd think they'd use it for tickets. Actually, I think they did occasionally use it for tickets, but whatever.
I think when it was like the Cabana Club, they might have had someone in there or something.
Oh, when it was the Cabana Club, I had a drunken makeout session in there.
I was there for that.
Yeah.
I had a driving
home. No, it was my designated driver. That's all I got.
I snuck in a Timmy's cage joke. Wow. Slipped it in right under the radar.
I'll sneak in an Andy is a piece of shit joke.
Oh, that's not nice.
But I'll do it in editing, man, so he has no chance.
He does host a website.
You cad.
Bah!
I have the power!
So any more Casanova stories from the Tan Man this week?
I don't think I got any.
Really?
Casanova?
Sure you do.
Casanova stories? No.
Shit, you're always up with the ladies. All up in their business.
I remember that one time that we were all hanging out at the house and you called us into your room. You're like, dude, this girl on the webcam is going to take her clothes off. I don't know why, she just is.
I don't remember that
at all.
Naked baby!
We've been insulted by a naked baby.
the first
naked baby on Tancast.
Yay! Kitty porn via audio.
Not something you're really looking for.
He's not actually naked, he's wearing a diaper.
Oh.
Yeah, naked baby, an actual naked baby, is a dangerous, dangerous thing, because that shit will just go off.
Because a naked baby is always loaded.
Yes.
You can't treat a naked baby like a
You never can
loaded.
Tell.
There's no safety.
Yeah, oh man. There's been a couple of times where, like, we go to change him, and he just starts shitting while we're changing him. And it's never, like, the, you know, small river of poo streaming out of his butt into the diaper that we've placed underneath it to catch it. It's like the fountain of poo that shoots out and catches other things unaware. Yes.
That
almost nailing mommy in
the face. Fountain of poo. That's hot.
In the river of poo. I go splashing with my feet.
Ew.
In the diaper so full. And I can't think of a rhyme for feet. Oh, completely unrelated. So last week we were talking about how we were in Disneyland for Thanksgiving. And Stephanie came down, along with Stephanie's mom and Danelle's mom, Stephanie's brother, and Stephanie's brother's friend. Mm-hmm. Stephanie's brother, Steven, of course, the one who did the Nightmare Before Christmas haunted house in Redwood City.
We mentioned he's 7 feet tall.
He is 7 feet tall?
He's not 7 feet tall. He's just really tall.
Yeah. I just wasn't sure if you were saying something in the house was 7 feet tall, or he's freaking tall. He's very easy to spot when you're looking for the crowd of people, like, there they are.
it's Lurch over there.
So they were supposed to fly back Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Did you hear about this, Noah?
No.
Oh, it's a horrible story. So my mom drove down. They flew. So they were supposed to fly back Sunday night. We dropped them off at the airport, thinking we were going to be late, and then their flight was delayed by an hour. And then it became too foggy to take off, so they were going to, you know, delay until the fog went away. The fog never went away. The flight was canceled for that night, and they were all supposed to be booked on a flight the next day. That flight was canceled, so they were finally refunded their money and rent a car and drove back on Monday. My mom also drove back on Monday, and they barely beat my mom home.
Oh, that's sad.
Like, they were supposed to be home at 10 p.m. on Sunday. They ended up getting home at 6 p.m. on Monday.
It's a big fat suck.
Yep, that's all I got. Just thought I thought you'd enjoy that shitty story.
That is a shitty story.
Listen to the misery and suffering of people you don't know and will never meet.
Schadenfreude? Is that what that is? Enjoying the...
Yes.
Yes.
The misery of others.
Yeah, there you go. Tancast is full of Schadenfreude. It's only this particular story doesn't revolve the three of us. Or
Did
involve
you ever
the three of
laugh
us.
When a waitress falls and drops a tray of glasses?
All right.
No? And ain't it fun to watch figure skaters falling on their asses?
Is this from South Park?
No, this is from Avenue Q.
Oh, right. I saw that.
Being on an elevator when somebody shouts, "Hold the door!" No!
Is Caitlin singing along in the background?
Yes, she loves Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude. Fuck you, lady, that's what stairs are for.
You guys want to hear something strange?
Yeah. We're tuned into Tancast, aren't we?
So, I was, I told Andy this, I don't know if I told you, I mentioned, last week that I want to get rid of cable, and initially I was just planning to watch everything online, but then I was reading an article, and I was like, oh, well, I can actually get a TiVo, and get an antenna, HD antenna, and still be able to record stuff. And so I'm looking up my address to see what kind of reception I can get with the antenna, and there's someone who lives in apartment 19 who runs productions at my apartment complex. Like, it's my address with the number 19. I just thought that was random.
You realize now if people go up and look at the address of Productions, they will be able to figure out where you live.
You can bleep that out.
To within... They'll be able to figure out where Noah nearly lives.
You can bleep it out.
But you know what? If they come and blow up the entire building, I'm sure they'll get you.
Well, what part of the story would I bleep out?
The name.
Of the production company?
Yes.
All right, we can do that.
Or we just cut the whole story. It was a waste of fucking time.
Aww. If we do that, we'd only have a minute-long podcast. Hi, everybody, and
so
welcome to Goodbye.
I'm
Tim. I'm the T in Goodbye.
Now I'm curious what this company is.
It's a company of terrorists.
Noah is bi-curious about what it is. He's twice as curious as normal people.
Then he's halfway there. Whoa, humping derrieres.
Apparently it's a site that's not very zippy. And with minimal HTML things, like the tab for the website says, welcome to the front page in Firefox. Oh, Tim, they do headshots.
Are you saying my headshots
awesome.
Aren't... up to snuff?
No, I'm saying headshots are awesome. I was just saying.
That made me think of playing GoldenEye on the Nintendo 64.
That was fun, but I was horrible at it. As
yes,
I am at most
and you
video
kept
games.
Dying, and you were like, I fucking shot you 20 times! You shot me once and I'm dead! Yeah, it was a headshot. Fucking headshots!
So I would eventually just start killing myself when I was around other people.
Nice.
Like, oh, someone's near! Grenade!
Oh, that was good times. You're like, nope, can't make a canoe out of me.
I was the jihad of video games.
That was always fun. It was like you start running up at Tim. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to die. Turn and run away from Tim.
Everybody going to die.
Oh, then it got so much easier to kill you. Just start to run towards you and then turn around and run away. Like head fake, you're like, oh, and then you blow up. Like a sea cucumber. Just scare you and you shit out all your entrails.
Yeah, once you see this cucumber in your face!
Tim's penis, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh? Standing
in your children since 1987.
You know, I'm going to edit in a huge applause break right there. Tim's penis, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah!
Fucking A!
Would it be more like, what is that thing?
Either that or all the disgusted gasps. Like, Tim's penis, ladies and gentlemen.
My lovely wife just pointed out to me that we actually know which apartment that those people are running their business out of. And it's these... It's got to be this geek, compound. Like, there's always people in the room on computers or laptops. This one guy, it's an odd setup, like, the front door, and then he has, like, a TV tray facing the front door, and he just sits there on his computer.
Like, with the door open?
Yeah, well, sometimes the door open, sometimes with the window open. And that place used to be a mess. Like, there was shit all over the floor, and it looks like they're finally, like, cleaning it up. But a couple times we actually saw, like... lighting fixtures, like professional lighting fixtures set up in there. And I was like, what the fuck are they doing in there?
How do people live like that in mess?
I don't know,
everything clean and just stare at everything and orderly. I like it. Boom, boom, boom.
Yes.
I like
certainly
Tim's
never
place.
Moving out and leaving a huge pile of trash in the middle of the room and then attacking it with sticks.
Oh, we gotta post those pictures.
At Tim's place, his wife allows him to have like his little mess area. Like, he has his dresser, like, it's just covered in stuff. You know, everything around it's, you know, fine, but his dresser just like, how do you even stack shit that high?
You just keep putting shit on it until it falls, and then you yell Jenga.
Tim, your wife is so fucking perfect for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't understand how she puts up with the shit.
I don't either.
Like, I mean, like, we obviously, you know, Noah didn't. Noah was, like, the wife in our little strange family. Not the wife, the mom. Because I don't think either of us was, like, married to him.
No. I was that clean. I was just clean comparatively.
So Noah was, like, Noah was like the mom. Tim was, like, the strange hyperactive kid. And I was, like, the fat, uncomfortable uncle.
That liked to touch you in your sleep.
Okay. It got awkward. Yeah, I remember I was just thinking about the when Noah had finally had enough, and like we had to call like a family meeting at the Tan House.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, did I? What did I have enough of?
Mess.
Yeah, just us and our general, mostly me. It seemed like.
Well, probably because it was a car. I mean, that was a sore point for a long time.
What? and that got taken care of so rapidly, too.
Yes, it did.
You know what? What could I do?
I know. The man was keeping you down in the exact, I don't want to say literal sense because there wasn't like a single man, but in the exact way that that phrase means things, the man was keeping you down.
It's so sad to think the way we were back then. Like, we barely had food in our refrigerator. We had, like, condiments. Sometimes a burger that was, like, a week or two old.
We'd find milk at the back, and we'd pull it out and go, okay, what's the expiration date? Okay, what's the year on that expiration date?
We had roaches for roommates. They weren't paying rent.
I remember at the when it was just me and Andy, like, when we were moving. We were moving from there to the Tan House. We were cleaning out the fridge. There was milk in there. Like, we were moving in, was it May or was it June?
It was May, okay. Because it was whatever the Memorial Day weekend is, I think, is the one in May.
Okay.
It's whatever the big three-day weekend is, that's when we were
right,
making.
It's Memorial
Day. That's how I always remember.
Okay, it's definitely Memorial Day. I remember I pulled out some milk that had expired in November, but not the most recent November. I was like, Jesus Christ! and what's worse, I smelled it. It didn't smell bad.
You had silverware sticking to bowls. It was an art project. How did we even get ladies when we lived there?
Like, I don't know.
Like, I was messy, but I was surprised that Tim would actually get ladies into his room and they would have sex with him. Because, like, his floor was covered in shit. Like, I don't think you could even see floor anymore.
I always shut, you know, kind of in the same way that if you're in, like, murky water where there might be stingrays, you're supposed to shuffle so you don't step on them. I shuffled into Tim's room. Because he never knew it was underneath that first pile.
No, you don't.
It might have been something important, and he would get upset at you, like, hey, don't step on that.
Why did you step on that CD? You broke that fucking CD.
You never step on the pink shirt.
Pink shirt cover CD. I mean, come on. PD, police department, pink shirt, CDs. The D in CD. It's all logical.
Yeah, I'm amazed at how many women came into that room and didn't just run right back out. Like, well, here's my bedroom.
Then it makes you wonder, like,
wasn't the shit on the floor?
What kind of standards
the Star Wars sheets
the woman you're sleeping with had?
Only the highest, sir.
Yes, they only appreciated the highest level of Star Wars sheets and movie posters on the walls and ceiling.
My wife is giving me a look. My wife is giving me a look because apparently she says I used to smell when we were first dating, but she kept coming back for more. So what does that say about her?
So what does that say about her standards?
She enjoys the musk.
Exactly. Now she's making a face.
She's like, that was ball sweat.
I remember there was a time I could have hooked up with a girl, but I just knew my room was even too messy for my standards. Do you remember that story?
Yeah, same thing. You remember the story I was just telling about the bar?
Yeah.
Same thing.
You were like,
you had a pretty clean room. I mean, comparatively.
Come on.
The rest of the apartment.
Danny DeVito is pretty short. I mean, I'm pretty tall compared to Danny DeVito, comparatively.
We're two blocks away from the apartment. Two short walkable blocks away from the apartment.
Oh, this was back at the me and Andy apartment, and wasn't that much better than mine. Well, yeah, it was. It was better than mine. It may have been post-flood, so I don't know.
Too bad I wasn't there to save you with my boat.
Your ark?
The ark.
Yes, Noah's ark.
Yeah, well, I'd met this girl after a comedy show, and she was like, so, do you want to go back to your place? And, like, in my mind, I did that thing, like, you know, where the camera zooms at high speed across the town back into my apartment. I just saw, like, oh, God. No. Why don't we go back to your place? She's like, well, my boyfriend is there. I'm like, well, this is just... it's just not going well. So, shall we just make out in this car? Yes, let's.
Dude, you know what? I think if her answer was, well, my boyfriend's there. Like, all right, well then. Come back to my place.
Good day, sir.
Earn every inch of the mess. Shuffle your feet. You never know what's underneath.
If something grabs you, just kick twice.
There might be a dead body in there.
Did you hear...
That's Carl.
Did you hear cockroaches in your room sometimes, Tim?
Like just once. I was in bed asleep and I hear... I was like, what is that noise? And I turn on the light and they're... Hey, what are you doing, bro? I'm trying to work it out over here. The worst part is... Oh, thank goodness I'm not single anymore. The worst part is I killed it... And left it there.
Like I said, it's good that we're all married because we would not be picking up ladies with this podcast.
Hell, like we would be. Like I think we may be just losing lady listeners just on principle. Like, look, I know they're not on the market, and I know I'm not even on the market, but I cannot support these guys at all. I have to.
Ladies, we were all in our 20s, and all guys in their 20s are retarded. The most put-together guy in his 20s is retarded.
I saw an interview with Michael Phelps on 60 Minutes, I think it was. They go to his apartment, and like they're talking about him and Bachelor, and he has just like a pile of clothes just sitting in the corner of a room. Like, you know what? Even Michael Phelps. Fucking messy dude.
Yeah, and you know that interview wasn't a surprise. It's not like 60 Minutes calls you one day and is like, hey, can we come over?
We're outside.
Ladies, any of you still there? I noticed Joe hasn't commented in a while.
Yeah, what happened to Joe? Are you out there, Joe?
She tapped out like a Vegas dealer, like, I'm out.
I'm done. Time to go home.
I think Genevieve, the one who's Giada's friend. Mm-hmm. We mentioned Giada one episode, and she's like, hey, that was a great episode, and then we haven't heard from her again after that.
She says, I mentioned Giada to you, or something like that. Or I mentioned you to Giada.
Oh, mentioned you to Giada. Yeah, and I'm sure she was like, great.
Yeah, she's like, oh, really? Yay.
Three idiots have a podcast, and they mentioned me? Fantastic. I'll wait for the boost in my ratings.
My life is complete.
I noticed Andy's former coworker has commented on the last couple episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
I've noticed that as well.
That always makes me happy. She seems like a decent person, and so it surprises me that she listens to this podcast.
Is she still the same company?
Well, yes, she is.
Great.
Bully for her.
Well, I mean, at least the last time I talked to her, she was. And she hasn't, like, IM'd me to tell me any different.
That she's been fired or laid off or... Oof.
Yeah, and just to keep everything in perspective, remember that she and I worked together for several years, and she didn't go crazy, so obviously she's got some level of tolerance to just insanity and shit.
Both literal and figurative.
Yes.
There's going to be layoffs at my work.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
Really?
Delicious.
Not across the board, but yeah, said, you know, basically they said, you know, we're not going to be able to keep within our budget cuts and, you know, keep a full staff.
Are you in danger of being one of those cuts?
I don't know. I hope not, but, you know, I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, I would think not, because I think, you know, we're pretty integral to a lot of different other departments, but, and there's a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline, but who knows?
I say no. Noah gets to keep his job.
I mean, you know, my manager's pretty cool, and she's pretty, like, you know, upfront and above board, so I don't, you know... I don't think it's going to be like, you know, I think as soon as she knows something, she'll let us know, you know, kind of keep us in the loop as much as she can.
Yeah, there's another friend of ours that just lost his job, like, last week.
And where this person lives in relation to you?
Big dude just got married.
Oh, okay.
We wanted to start a church based on his life and abilities. His superpower.
I remember he was one of the people who saw the room at when me and Andy lived together, and he was just like, I was embarrassed when he saw my room, and it was just, he was floored by how messy. He was like, oh, Tim, no. I was like, oh, I let him down.
I'm sorry, man.
And then it felt bad if you let him down.
It's like the Fonzie comes to your house, and he's like, no, Richie Cunningham, this ain't right.
No.
How long had he been at his current company?
Years.
Wow.
Years and years. But yeah, it was, I guess, well, his company is connected tangentially to, I'm just totally swallowed that word there, but his company was connected indirectly to the real estate market. So, yeah, I would imagine that it's not a terribly good time for them that it finally trickled down to them. But, yeah, I mean, that sucks ass.
I told you my old company is pretty much going out of business, right, before I work at my current job. Yeah.
But they were small and startup and everything. And
oh, yeah, yeah. But just, company, you know, I knew a lot of people there still, and I talked to them, and it sucks.
Yeah,
it does. Fucking, come on, economy, get back with it. Pay your fucking mortgage payments, douchebags.
Oh, it's multiple people's faults.
Yes, there's a lot of people at fault.
Yeah, you shouldn't be getting loans if you know you can't afford it. But they shouldn't be giving you loans.
You shouldn't be offering loans to people who you know can't afford
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so if you come at me with, hey, Tim, you want to buy a house? I will slap you in the face. Like, of course I don't want to buy a house, unless it has Barbie Dream stamped on the side of it.
Yeah, well, of course you do want to buy a house, but of course you're not going to fucking think that you're going to buy a house.
Right, yeah.
You want to buy a house in the same way that everyone wants to win the lottery.
Yeah, I want to have sex with Anne Hathaway, too. I'm not going to do that either.
Anne Hathaway.
Did you pick her because she was just on The Daily Show?
Yes, and she was just hot.
Yes.
I was looking at it, just in, Anne Hathaway is hot.
Yeah, and she lit up quite a bit for Jon Stewart there.
I had to look her up. I wasn't sure who she was.
She was the...
Princess Diaries. No, that's where you'd know her from.
Wasn't she in Devil Wears Prada?
Yes. Ella Enchanted, and also Get Smart. I was like, what was that movie she was just... I mean, I know she's in Rachel Got Married right now, but it doesn't show off her hotness. But Get Smart, she was looking...
I think... there's a picture where... she's wearing a see-through shirt, and you can just see her boobies.
Yay!
All right, everybody listening, go Google Anne Hathaway boobies.
You don't have to tell me twice, sir.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, did someone just send it to me?
I did.
Jeez, that is a long link.
That's what I said.
Yeah, it is. Oh, it's because it's the Google thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hello. I think that's going to be the album art for this episode.
That's very not work-safe.
All right, you know, I will. Oh, maybe I'll put our faces over over the naughty bits.
I think someone's going to be very happy. We're at 124 right now.
Hey.
Wow. Okay, I'm sorry it's going to make it longer, but I was saying to Danelle, I'm like, people are asking for the Tancast to be like an hour and a half. And she's like, are you fucking serious?
I like how she's so supportive.
Now, she's going to hear this and get angry at me. She didn't say it in an angry way, but just like in an amaze that people want to hear, like people really want to spend an hour and a half listening to us jibber-jabber.
She didn't even want to spend 5 minutes listening to us jibber-jabber.
She's seen the live show and isn't that impressed.
Well, how about I tell one more story and then we'll close this thing out.
Wrap it up.
So, this is years ago when I was single. My friends were making t-shirts. They're buying, like, black, you know, undershirts from Walmart and buying iron letters.
Ah, yes!
And I was like, oh, that's kind of a good idea. I think I'll make my own t-shirt. So I was coming up with different ideas. So my idea was, ask me about the free sex. And my wife is not impressed by this shirt. She hasn't seen it, but I can tell she wouldn't be impressed by it.
Oh, you why, did? Is she giving you a look?
What was that?
Is she giving you a look while you say it?
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I thought that was genius.
So I was trying to find the picture I did of it where I superimposed that shirt onto a shirt I was wearing while I was also holding myself in the air, with, like all this done with Photoshop, and one of me had blue eyes.
I remember that picture.
I think I did,
and I
too.
Remember that I noticed that one of you had blue eyes, and I was creeped out by it. And that Bambi's mom was in the background.
Yes!
Or Bambi's dad or something.
So I actually wore the shirt out once. To,
and?
Sky. Remember, we went to go see Sky at that that place off of West San Carlos? It was like some bar. I think it was on Meridian.
One, two,
or Bascom.
No.
It was on Bascom.
The backlight or the backbeat?
No, it was on Bascom, like near the Pink Poodle.
Oh, yes.
Anyways, it doesn't really matter where it was. But
you're right, it does.
So I was wearing the shirt, and this guy walks past me and looks at my shirt and goes, I'll ask you about that later. I was like, no, I don't ask you about that later.
Backfire! That just seemed like such a great idea. Ask me about the free sex.
I know, and it was one of those things that only had to pay off once to be totally worth it. unfortunately, it paid off in gay bucks.
I actually did meet some girls
gay bucks!
It might have been because of that shirt, but nothing ever happened with them. Stephanie found that story very funny. She's, like, crying.
Gay bucks!
Gay bucks.
Oh, man.
I just like that idea as a unit of currency. Gay bucks. Dude, I would pay 40,000 gay bucks to see that. I'm going to start saying that from now on. Just like I want the Cheerios song to be the new Rickroll, I want this to be the new unit of currency. Gay bucks. Well, you know what? With our sinking economy, gay bucks will save us.
Yes,
I can
edit
that shirt.
The rising value of the gay buck against the dollar.
You did what
ask
with that
me
shirt?
About the free sex, parentheses, ladies only.
There you go. Or,
genius.
If you swing the other way, you could say, fellas only. And that is a good way to tell whether people are gay or straight. Now you've taken the guesswork out of it.
Yep. And anyone who's bi and or bi curious, well, I guess you can only be bi or bi curious, because if you're bi, then you're no longer curious about it.
Maybe you're curious as to why you did that.
So everyone, here's a little weekend, well, by the time you hear this, week project for you. Go out, buy a shirt, iron our letters, come up with some slogans.
We should, those should be the shirts that we sell to make money for Tancast.
It has to be about the free sex, tancast.com.
Yep.
Yep. Dude, and the your Got Crack shirts, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Those are free, but it took a while to get made.
But yep. Yeah, but then again, they were free.
Yeah, they were free.
And I was always so sad that you guys didn't get a third one made for me. I know that they didn't have whale size, but you could have bought a muumuu and had it silk screened on.
There's not enough fabric in the world, Andy.
Aww.
Yes, there is. Have you seen the people in Hawaii?
All right. So are we winding it down?
I think it's time to wrap
it
up.
Yes, well, either that or the Sudafed is really going to take over.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Oh, I've now made it possible for you to vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can vote once a month. And right now we are ranked 99 for the month of December. I don't know what that means, but it's got to be good.
Does it say you 99 out
double
of
digits.
Something?
Well, I think there are 3,000 comedy podcasts, so...
Hey, we're doing all right.
That's not bad.
When I was the only one who had voted for us, though, we were already ranked 400. So apparently, it's not the competition is not that stiff. So that means you can make a difference. Just follow the link. I'm actually going to put the link on each one of our episodes from now on, and you can vote once a month to keep us in the public eye and share the disease / love of podcast of Tancast with all you know.
Yep, and don't forget to favorite us on Technorati and blog about us, and again, tell your parents about us so that they will stop paying for your college tuition.
And throw us some love on iTunes, or also, we always love to hear from people at Tancast.com, leaving comments.
Yep.
I've yet to hear from a lot of our international listeners, though. I want to know who in Egypt is listening to this and why.
Do you see, like, repeat, like, the same... IP address, Tim, like the same person.
Yeah,
the
ones from China I see over and over again. Egypt was new. The Netherlands I see over and over again. We don't need to go through them. Like Mexico, Canada.
Okay, I was just curious, like if it was just like a new IP address or just like the same. Looks like it's the same person downloading over.
I go through that most popular IP addresses, and then I find out how many they listen to.
Yep, and feel free to leave us a comment in your native language. We don't care if we can't read it.
That's what Google Translate is for.
Yeah, we have Babelfish.
Yeah.
If that even exists
anymore.
We'll
totally plug whatever you say into Babelfish, and whatever comes out, we will believe. Even if it says, chunky fart white devil. chunky fart white devil. We'll name a podcast after you.
And whoever is the first foreign listener to type in translate server error, you will be my best friend for life. Oh, and enjoy at the end of this week's show, the last week, for any of you who listened, both Andy and I spontaneously sang songs about Noah. I remixed them into a 3.5 minute long death mix.
And you paid a little homage to my song to you.
I did. Did you like that?
Yes.
That was good.
I liked it
too. I almost turned it off, but then I heard, I'm like, oh wait, it changed to something else.
Yeah, I need to cut out. Like, when I do the regular radio mix, it'll be a lot shorter. But that's is the extended club dance mix. So you can put it on at a party, just have everybody start dancing, and people are like, what the fuck is this song about? Why are they singing about Noah being a big fat turd? So that's it. I'm Tim.
I'm the Andy.
That's the baby.
That's my baby.
That's what I meant. There goes. I was just going in order instead of saying what I was trying to say. I was like, there goes the baby signing off.
Did he just say something?
Yes, he's 3 months old and he's already talking.
It sounded like he said words.
Well, I mean, taking after his father, I'm sure he's fucking going to start talking.
Yeah, and then he will never shut up.
Exactly. Anyway, sorry, Noah.
It's Noah. Yay.
And that's been Tancast!
Adios, folks.
Come back soon, Smodcast. While we're waiting for Noah, I offer you this original song. Noah is a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd, a big fat turd. Noah is a big fat turd, a big fat turd. He licks some balls, he licks some ass, and licks the floor. I don't know why he licks the floor.
Noah's a constant, loves it in the ass. Also, he fingers small little boys.
Noah is gay, but not real gay. He's kind of gay, he likes little boys. That's not gay, it's a pedophile. You don't want him in the house next door.
No one's a constant.
No one is a big fat turd.
No one's a constant.
No one is a big fat turd.
Loves it in the ass. Also he fingers small little boys.
He likes little boys.
Also he fingers.
Noah is gay, but not a real gay. Noah is a big fat turd. A big fat turd. He licks some balls, he licks some ass. And then the floor, I don't know why he licks the floor. But that's not gay, it's a pedophile. You don't want him in the house.
No one's a constant, loves it in the ass. Also he fingers small little boys. He enjoys being peed on every day by a man or a woman. No one's a constant, loves it in the ass. Also he fingers small little boys. He enjoys being peed on every day.
Noah is a big fat turd. Let's count the ways that he's a turd.
One,
he fell from someone's bum.
Two,
he is a big chunk of poop.
Three,
he is a lot of feces.
Four,
he scrape him off the drawers.
Five,
he is a smelly guy.
Six,
he is a piece of shit.
Seven,
you can smell him in heaven.
Eight,
you don't want him on your plate.
Nine,
he fell from someone's behind.
Ten,
he is sure to offend. Now you know why
Noah's a turd.
And just when you thought it couldn't get more absurd, I've called someone in to join us for this ultra random chorus. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, piece of shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, piece of shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, he's a shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, he's a shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah, he's a shit. Noah, fingers turd. Noah, he's a shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, piece of shit. Noah is a big fat turd. Noah is a piece of shit. Noah, he's a turd. Noah, piece of shit. Now you know why Noah's a turd.
Hey kids, that is the end of the song, that is essentially the end of the podcast, but some folks wrote in on my MySpace blog saying if they voted for us at Podcast Alley, they wanted an hour and a half long episode. So, promises made, promises kept. It's all about giving the people what they want, and that means I have to fill about 40 more seconds to bring it up to an actual hour and a half long episode. I don't know if we'll be doing many of these. This was kind of a long episode. You can feel it dragged in parts. I mean, don't get me wrong. I realized there were some funny parts in there. Maybe we wouldn't have gotten to them if this was a shorter episode, but I feel sorry for the people who did not ask for an hour and a half long episode who were like, all right already. I've got a real life. I got to get back to it. Or maybe you just turned it off. I don't know. But, wow, I still have 10 seconds left. How do people just fill time talking about nothing? It's very difficult. I know. I'll count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy podcast! Thank you all for listening. We'll be back next week. We'll probably keep it a little shorter than this, but we do appreciate the love. See you around.